that flattering introduction. I can hardly wait to hear what I'm going to say.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Teenagers send me jokes. Isn't that cool? Like, what do you call an angry carrot? A steamed veggie. Brianna told me she likes Laugh Again, then wrote, what do you call a bug that runs away from everything? A flea. She also asked if I had any advice for life. I think one of the greatest things a young person can do, apart from loving Jesus, is to immerse themselves in great stories of noble people. For me, these people included Chuck Colson, Amy Carmichael, and Corrie ten Boom. Corrie's remarkable story went viral following World War II when she somehow survived Ravensbrück, one of the Nazis' most despicable concentration camps. Her book, The Hiding Place, tells of the ten Boom family, who worked with an underground network to conceal Jews in their home, but were betrayed by a fellow Dutchman, arrested and imprisoned. I can't think of the book without remembering one word. Fleas. Arriving in the primitive camp barracks, Corrie and her sister discover the horrors of man's inhumanity. And to add insult to their captivity, their straw mattresses are crawling with fleas. How can they survive such dreadful surroundings? Asks Corrie. But Betsy says fleas are part of this place where God has put us. She tells Corrie to read a passage from the Bible. It is 1 Thessalonians 5, give thanks in all circumstances. Betsy says, that's it. We can start right now to thank God for every single thing about this new barracks, such as being assigned here together, that they had been able to keep their Bible. Then Betsy asks the unthinkable, let's give thanks for the fleas. Betsy, says Corrie, there's no way even God can make me grateful for a flea. Fleas are a part of this place where God has put us, says Betsy. But Corrie knows she is wrong. The days are filled with brutal guards and hard work, but each evening the women gather in the barracks to hear the Bible read aloud. And why don't the guards stop them? They know that barracks is infested with fleas, so they stay away. While bedding down with fleas, sickly Betsy shares a post-war vision with Corrie. She must tell what she's seen, not merely the brutality, but also how the love and forgiveness found in Christ surpasses the evil and hate of the world. She must tell others how God was there, among them, in their deepest suffering. Betsy did not live to see the reality of that vision, but Corrie did. In December 1944, just days after her sister Betsy's death, Corrie ten Boom was released from Ravensbrück concentration camp due to a clerical error, a divinely appointed one for sure. In the following years, she told her story of God's faithfulness during some of the worst suffering imaginable, to a worldwide audience of countless millions. As a teen, I read her story, and I will never forget those fleas. Do you have some fleas in your life today? May we remember those women, starving for food and freedom, yet sustained by the truths of an ancient book. Each night, Corrie and Betsy opened a contraband Bible and read it aloud, while voices translated those inspired and inspiring words into Polish, German, and French. Corrie later said, the blacker the night around us grew, the brighter and truer and more beautiful burned the Word of God. We ought to give thanks for all fortune, wrote C.S. Lewis, if it is good, because it is good, if bad, because it works in us patience, humility, and the hope of our eternal country. A little boy wrote, dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.